This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, in leaked texts that the UK Daily Mail got a hold of, Elon Musk told one of his baby mamas, you know, hey, don't put my name on the birth certificate. Yeah. I get a credible death threat every day. He said the only other person who's a bigger assassination target than me is Donald Trump. Well, yesterday he stood up at that meeting that Trump had and kindly asked people to stop threatening to kill the kids of Doge. Just stop it. He said they're working for very little money compared to what they could make. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to find waste, fraud, and abuse. And
they're not trying, they are.
They are. They're doing a very effective job. And he says in exchange for that, they don't get gratitude. They get death threats.
A lot of them are just kids. You know, they're just trying to help out. And they're very talented. They could get jobs for millions of dollars a year. Instead, they come here, earn peanuts, and get death threats. So thanks to the Doge team.
So we are learning Democrats violently opposed to government efficiency and the end of fraud and waste.
Yeah.
How violently opposed are we talking? Well, here's what kicked off a lot of this crazy Jasmine Crockett, who has yet to be condemned by the Democrat leadership. So they're fine with everything I'm about to play for you. I think they've got a wink, wink, nod, nod relationship going with her. Started with this.
Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes.
Now, she later would say, oh, come on, they're taking that out of context.
Just in case the slow people listening decide to clip this up later, I just want to say that I have never promoted violence whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. But on the same day she said that, I have never promoted violence whatsoever, the Democrat Congresswoman Lee went on another podcast and repeatedly suggested someone physically assault and punch Ted Cruz. He's the senator from her state of Texas.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching. You know, I think, and I love Colin, and I think towards the end he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right? I think that you punt.
Yeah.
Verbiage that any Republican would never get away with, so.
No, there's no way. So Pam Bondi, for the second time in a week, and after explosive devices now found in that Austin Tesla dealership, the Democrat Party out war with people who sell Tesla
vehicles.
It's just bizarre.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's so bizarre. Anyway, Pam Bondi, our attorney general, warning Jasmine to knock it off before she gets somebody killed, which I'm beginning to think is the goal.
Your words have consequences. And what happened after she said that about Elon Musk, she's a Texan in her own home state. After she said that this morning, three explosive devices were found in Austin, Texas. So she needs to unequivocally denounce the violence. She must apologize immediately, not only to all Texans, but to our country, to the American shareholders of Tesla, because she is promoting violence.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Yep. They know they are.
Yeah, exactly. And they're being cute about it. And they've got a mainstream legacy media that will go along with it and provide them cover. But they're, you know, they're being too cute by half here, at least.
Everybody knows what they actually mean. And you know what? It's really interesting. A lot of these, you know, these town halls that Congress members are having when they go home, and they're Republican Congress members in Republican districts, but they're being swamped with Democrats who are being sent in, right? Mm-hmm. And these Democrats are screaming and yelling at them.
Well, the Democrats are screaming at the Democrats, too.
Well, yeah, they're screaming at them, too. But when you look at what they're screaming at both, at the Democrats and the Republicans, it's really eye-opening. A lot of it's on X. It's all fake. You can tell they got it from the mainstream media. You've got to stop, you know, Elon Musk is stealing from us. You've got to stop him. You're not trying to stop him. You're not, I've got to hire someone else. He's not stealing from anyone. No. You know, just, I was listening to it and I was like, these people are so deluded. Everything they're saying is fake and false. And I don't know if they even know it. Their leaders do, but I don't know if they do. They have been spun out by the lying media and their leadership, and it makes them so incredibly dangerous. Because I just think there's not a really good understanding of what's going on, and they are just weaponizing people with total lies.
Well, it's not going to be long before somebody gets seriously injured or killed at one of these things that they're doing. I mean, like burning these Teslas, accosting people in Tesla vehicles. It's like, you know, you need to be very careful about that.
This is from a Denver Tesla protest. It was done by the news station 710 AM KNUS out of Denver, so talk radio station. I just want to play it. They just went out on the street and talked to the Democrat protesters to see what do you want? Do you just don't want people to buy Teslas anymore? We'd be happy then. We keep the fraud, the waste, and the abuse, and Democrats steal. Because Democrats are stealing from everybody. When you look at Stacey Abrams and the $2 billion, they didn't just take that from Republican taxpayers.
No, they took
it. You know? Yeah,
exactly.
Like, y'all, you realize you're talking about getting violent to protect Democrats who are robbing you blind? And there doesn't seem to be an understanding of that. So they went out and asked them, like, what do you want? Who are these people? Take a listen. This is just a montage of just in Denver from these Democrat protest groups, what they are saying.
He's an enemy of the nation, and yes, I'd like to see him hung by his feet by a lamppost. So I'm kind of sick and tired of all these Democrats running around talking about, here's what we're going to do to win. They're not going to let you take office. The only way we're getting Donald Trump or J.D. Vance or his ilk out of power is having tens of millions in this people in the streets. And probably, we're going to probably have to have a few thousand people die at the hands of cops and soldiers before people get outraged enough to actually force the government to resign.
A beheaded Donald Trump, are you calling for his death?
I am. Yes, I believe it's time that the people straight cut his head off.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay. You okay with punching? You know, I think.
And of course, and that I last one's Jasmine Crockett, Democrat out of Texas.
No.
So, but that was just one Democrat protest. So they are not messing around. They're ready for the violent revolution. And you know what it is, Lee? I think they're losing.
Well, yeah.
And they don't know how to lose.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they're in a panic that they might not get to live in a Marxist society where they can simply have those they disagree with censored and laugh at them. And you want to talk about this driving people crazy. Bill Maher just announced it's game over for the Democrat Party, and he's going to the White House to meet with Trump. Right? Which if they were not already pushed over the edge, man.
Yeah.
Take a listen to this, and he explains why it's game over.
California is projected to lose 3 seats, New York 2, also going to lose a seat, Minnesota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Illinois, all blue states. Who's getting these? Texas, Florida, Idaho, and Utah. I mean, this looks like game over, you know, and the reason why people are voting with their feet is a lot of what your book is about.
Yeah.
Taxes and regulation. I certainly have been screaming about it forever. I did 3 years with a sign here that said.
Yeah. He spent over 5 years just trying to put solar panels on his roof in California.
Now, in other words, the consequences of your policies, Democrats,
yeah.
That is why you're losing. That's it. Or no, I should say that's why you lost. And you're not gaining it back yet.
And the only reason we don't have a large majority in the House is because of fraud by the census. Yes.
Census fraud. Absolutely. And what Mara is talking about right there goes exactly with what you've been talking about, that census fraud, which was reported.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they admitted it. The Census Department actually fired 250 some census takers and said they fraudulently turned in information basically that made it look like Democrat areas should have more congressional seats. And they stole somewhere between 7 and 15 seats that way. But what was so bad about it, just to recap, this was the 2020 census. The Census Bureau didn't tell anyone about the fraud, let the primaries take place in the new districts, and then announced, a lot of Democrat areas that shouldn't have congressional districts and a lot of Republican ones who got them stolen. They were taken away because fraud. Sorry, we fired the people. But they waited till the primary elections were held so that they'd be locked in.
But don't you dare deny an election.
No, no.
Don't you dare.
That's why we don't have a big enough margin to get a lot of stuff done that we want to get done in Congress. It's not because we haven't earned it. It's because they stole it.
Right.
And for the life of me, I don't know why Republicans haven't sued over this to force the redrawing of the districts.
Well, they're addressing that in Minnesota, aren't they, right now? Isn't that where that judicial race is going on that Musk has been trying to help out with?
Well, yeah, but they need the nationwide redraw because we need to move those seats back because they are stolen.